X. Mobile.
For DJW Mobile.
KO4HKX here. Patrick.
Good morning, Patrick. Beautiful day outside, isn't it?
Beautiful sunny day today. And hopefully we won't have any rain at the house for a little while.
Sprinklers most of last week after that storm that dumped tons of water down. I let it sit for about 3 or 4 days to absorb the nutrients from that rain. Then I turned on the sprinklers for a couple of days and turned them back off this past weekend. It looks like we've got plenty of water. No issues with, no need for rain immediately, I don't think.
House anyway, the rivers are still up and plenty of water and still cleaning up from the floods up there. And then did you see what happened in Tennessee with the floods over there yesterday?
Let's see that. What happened in Tennessee?
Severe flooding over there. I was watching some of it on the news, and there several people died from it, and several dozen still missing.
Is that kind of like those floods that they had over in Mississippi where the Mississippi River expanded and flooded? Remember, that was in 94. Remember when that happened?
See, Dave, I was just graduating high school then, so I really wasn't paying attention to that kind of stuff.
Okay. Just a youngin. I was living in France, and my buddies over in France said, did you see what's happening over in the United States with the Mississippi River? And I didn't. And so I watched the news that night, and boy, there was tons and tons of flooding.
The flash floods over there, I had videos of double wides just floating down the river, knocking out trees and other houses and all kinds of stuff.
That is reminiscent of what happened in 94. You saw pictures of houses floating down the river, and the whole house, not just a mobile home, a permanent structure floating down the river.
About doing to this morning? You going to meet Steve to go flying?
Medical leave from flying for a couple of weeks. He's okay, but he's not going to be able to fly for a little while. I'm making a trip, and so I've got an airplane that, because of my flying, I have not been able to finish it, and I want to finish it. So I'll probably take that pause and finish that airplane. All it needs is the covering on it and a few ribs down the center, so that, because it doesn't have any landing gear. It lands on its belly. So I'll take a couple of weeks to finish that thing up. I'm making a trip to Goodwill. This is my last trip to Goodwill, and then I have to come back out again today to make a trip to a chair upholstering place. She bought a chair. She didn't like the color of it, so she bought some material to replace it. So now I got to take it to the upholsterer and the material material so that they can reupholster her chair. But it's kind of nice getting out in the daytime in daylight. It's like a vampire that sees daylight for the first time. It's kind of nice being out and about during the weekdays.
It's pretty nice.
Reminds me of at Michelin, and I worked in the shop all the time. I did rotating shifts, and you never saw daylight. You just work. And then one day I had to leave work during work the hours and go over from one plant to another plant. That was the first time that I had to do that. And boy, I remember to this day how nice that was, getting out and being able to enjoy the sunshine, not being a mole, like you're an underground mole.
Work up at DuPont Manufacturing X-ray Field, and you went in, it was dark. You worked in the dark. You were home, and it was dark. The only time you seen sunlight was your day off.
But they had lights on and everything there. You could see, but you didn't see sunshine. Anyway, I'm over here at Ingalls Gas Station. I got to put some gas in my truck, and I'll be back if you're still there. W4DJW.
For a little bit more, I got to drive to get to the next customer. So, KO4HKX, and I'll be on the side.
KM4DTQ.
DDQ, this is KJ4UYO. Roger that.
Clear.
UYO, clear.
KW Mobile.
For HWY.
Blue Hotel Delta Yankee? Is that what that was? Hotel Delta Yankee?
It's Kilo 4 Hotel Whiskey Yankee. My name is Marcial, and I live in Saluda, North Carolina. Just wondering how I'm making it into this repeater.
Close, I can tell everything you're saying, but I have to listen really close. So you're making it in. What kind of antenna are you using?
You're going to laugh at this, but this is a Yankee. It's probably bouncing somewhere. Just here where I live in Saluda, it's outside the city limits in the mountains, and it's like an alley, so somehow the Yankee is able to make it to the repeater.
Okay, well, you might be bouncing off of one mountain with a lot of iron in it, or bouncing around, I don't know, or maybe you're not pointed, maybe the major lobe isn't pointed exactly at the repeater, but I can hear you, I mean, you're making it in, so that's what counts.
Yes, sir, I'm actually pointing to Mount Mitchell, that's usually where I talk, and I'm pretty sure it's bouncing somewhere, but I couldn't tell you where. I'm just putting 30 to 40 watts. Probably not even 40 watts on this 2-meter radio.
Well, your 30 or 40 watts are making it. They're, I slowed down there for a red light. I had a red light, and I could hear you a whole lot better. So part of the reason I can't hear you so good is because I'm in a noisy environment. But you're sounding good. I can hear you.
What was the name, sir?
Dave, Delta Alpha Victor Echo on this end. And the call is Whiskey 4, Delta Juliet Whiskey.
4, DJW, nice to meet you, sir. The name here is Marcial again. And where exactly is this repeater?
Repeater is located at the same location as the WYFF TV site. It's on the WYFF tower on Caesar's Head, which is, Caesar's Head is about 2 miles south of the North Carolina, South Carolina state line on Highway 276. So that should give you a really good way to pinpoint it. 2 miles south of the North Carolina, South Carolina line on Highway 276. And the antenna is about 450 feet up on a mountain that's about 3,000 feet up. So it's about 3,500 feet. Antenna's about 3,500 feet in the air on Caesar's Head Mountain.
That'll do it. I'm going to have to go this repeater on my mobile rig to make sure I can reach it, because I travel a lot to Greenville and Spartanburg and Charlotte and pretty much everywhere for work.
I have first estimation, so I'm going to hop off of here. But
morning.
Well, you're making it in. Good to hear you. W4DJW.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, Highway. This is KO4NWY, Larry in Simpsonville.
Could jump out for a few minutes. Be back in just a minute. W4DJW.
If I can get my contact up with Highway. Highway, good morning. How you doing?
Doing well, sir. Doing well. I think I doubled up with you there for a second.
I'm glad to hear you call on the Caesar Head. This is Larry.
Hey, Larry.
Are you using a Yagi from Saluda?
Yes, sir. That's the antenna that I was messing with a couple weeks ago, and I've left it where that, and I'm just trying to see which repeaters I can reach without moving that antenna at all. So it seems like it's bouncing to a few repeaters.
Repeater I go to when nothing's happening up there on the Mount Mitchell repeater.
It's good to hear you here. Good to hear you always.
991 program with other repeaters, but they seem to be pretty quiet right now.
Get to Bear Wallow, to the three repeaters there in Hendersonville.
Not much traffic on any of those repeaters. Union, Simpsonville, Lawrence, I haven't gotten any, the one at Mount Mitchell seems to be the most used, and sometimes I hear Dave talk on this repeater.
A bunch of repeaters around here that are very, very quiet. There's another repeater there in Tryon. And I think if I talked to someone there, it was once a long time ago. But I usually key in the repeater in Hendersonville, Berwalo's meter. And I think they also have a 70 centimeter repeater there. But there's nothing on it. There's no traffic at all. This is K4HWY.
It's a lot of, you know, there's a tight group up there at the Mount Mitchell repeater.
I have to walk away for a second there. And how is the situation with the pool? I thought I heard you saying something about a pool situation there.
Yeah, we got lightning strikes around it. We were trying to work on better grounding around it.
Did it get too grounded?
Well, in progress. We got an expert in it, and I'm trying to learn as I go, too, on grounding, because I got to bind all my equipment in my ham shack together to one ground rod. And at the same time, look at, you know, see what he's doing up there at the pool on grounding. You know, it's just, lightning's going to do what lightning's going to do. You can prepare for it. You can hope and pray for it. It don't mess stuff up, but then when it hits, you're out $5,000-$6,000.
Problem. To you, I'm going to make a couple calls here at work, but I'm going to have the radio on the side. This is K4HWY, and I'm going to be not clear completely after your final, but I'll be listening. K4HWY, over.
MWY, Larry Sensenville, I'm glad to talk to you on this repeater there, Highway. Look forward to hearing you on the Mount Mitchell repeater.